Good morning. Thank you for listening this Bike Radio program in this morning. In this morning, let me share my thought of Amida Buddha. There are many Buddhist sects in the world. Even though each sect of Buddhists are different, the common thought is realization. Some sects do the hard training to realize something, while other sects say hearing the Dharma is important to realize, like our Jodo Shinshu sect. However, do you know how we realize something in the Dharma? One key to realize something when we hear the Dharma is to have our own question when we hear the Dharma. As you know, our Jodo Shinshu worship is Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha established Purim to lead us. But I heard someone said, what is Amida Buddha? What is a Purim? I was so surprised when you heard this question. I've never heard this question when I was in Japan. So I hesitated to answer because of I didn't understand what he wanted to say. But soon I answered, Amida Buddha is immeasurable light and immeasurable life. Meanwhile, I was thinking my answer was the best answer for him or not. Please think about these questions if you respond it to someone. What do you say? This is a very important question for us. Amida Buddha is our symbolist of realization. We should think of what Amida Buddha is. My three questions came up after I heard his question. First, what is Amida Buddha for you? Second, what is Amida Buddha for everyone? Third, what is Amida Buddha for me? My answer to first question is, I don't know. Because we have many opinions, each person, and different experience. So, I don't know what the best answer is for others. My answer to second question is, Buddha, who has immeasurable light and immeasurable life to solve our sufferings, Amida Buddha surely helps and supports us to solve our problems. My answer to third question is, this is a very important question because if we do not think what Amida Buddha is as our own selves, we never understand what Amida Buddha wants to say to us. Amida Buddha is symbolist of realization. In addition, Amida Buddha is not only the statue, but also people who gave me a realization, or things that give me a realization. For me, Amida Buddha is like my grandmother and grandfather. When I was small, my grandma always said to me, please bring this rice to the butsudan every morning. When I was small, I didn't like to bring the rice to the butsudan area because there's nobody there and no answer. If I give the Buddha a rice to the Amida Buddha, Amida Buddha never say thank you. That's why I always thought why I had to bring the rice to Amida Buddha every morning. But after my grandma passed away, I asked the ministers, I said, where my grandma went? Then the minister pointed to the butsudan and he said, your grandma went to Pure Land, which Amida Buddha established, and she always watching you from the Pure Land. After that day, I felt Amida Buddha very close because Amida Buddha is like my grandmother. A grandpa also, he was a minister. He always talking about Buddhist teaching. And 7 years ago, my grandpa passed away, but I still remember what my grandpa said about Amida Buddha or teaching of the Buddha, Dharma. So, for now, my grandma and my grandpa is my Amida Buddha. We have common Buddha and we also have all our Buddha like me. When you realize that you have your own Buddha, like your grandpa or grandma, or your loved ones, you really understand why Amida Buddha established the Pure Land, or what we should hear in Buddhist teaching. Please find your own Buddha, your own Amida Buddha. This is a key to understand of Buddha's teaching. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.